for digestion, beetroot for stamina, aloe vera for skin, tamarind for metabolism, baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
Up your day.
Informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: Party leader Peter Simkamba concerned over alleged political infiltration after Peter Chanda expulsion. Trade union begins talks on harmonized working conditions. Russian tanker on Kharkiv apartment block kills 7.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwima Timothy Jidalam. Green Party President Peter Simkamba has raised concerns over alleged sponsored political infiltration, commonly referred to as Imingalatom, following the reported expulsion of Pastor Peter Chanda from the New Congress Party, NCP. Reacting to the development, Mr. Simkamba says details surrounding Pastor Chanda's removal remain unclear, as most information circulating is based on unconfirmed reports from social media. However, he notes that similar internal disputes in some opposition political parties have been linked to allegations of government-sponsored dribbling, where individuals are accused of being backed to destabilize party leadership. Mr. Simkamba has expressed hope that the situation surrounding Mr. Chanda's expulsion is not part of such schemes.
There is Imingalato, you understand? You've seen what happened in the PF. About the PF, there is this issue of Imingalato, where those that are participating in the whole scheme are saying that they've been sponsored by government. And therefore, that's why I'm hoping that what's happening in MCP has nothing to do with government. And that's why I'm hoping that they'll be able to resolve their issues. And we also hope that what's happening in PF and the MCC does not replicate itself in other West parties as we are headed for elections. Because when there's unity, it's difficult to fight.
International relations analyst Anthony Mukwita says the escalating conflict involving Israel, Iran, and the United States could push up fuel and food prices in Zambia if global oil prices continue to rise. Mr. Mukwita says oil prices have already climbed to between $80 and $90 per barrel, a development likely to affect Zambia, which depends heavily on imported fuel. He explains that rising fuel prices often lead to increased transport and eventually higher prices for essential commodities such as aluminium. Mr. Mukwita has also expressed concern over the humanitarian impact of the conflict, with reports indicating that over 1,300 deaths in Iran within the first week of fighting.
Because of the war in the Middle East, America and Israel against Iran, oil prices are spiking fast. A barrel of oil now hovers between $80 and $90, according to verified international media outlets such as Al Jazeera and Reuters. This translates to almost 2,000 kwacha per barrel if you talk about the influence of our beautiful country, Zambia. Zambia depends on imports and does not stock enough reserves of oil or fuel. If this trend continues to escalate in the Middle East, expect higher costs of food, such as the meal at food stores, gas at service station, and across daily essentials, which normally rise in tandem with the rise of fuel.
The National Union of Technical Lecturers and Allied Workers, NUTILAW, says it has embarked on negotiations aimed at implementing harmonized working conditions for workers in various learning institutions. Union President Emmanuel Mwilam says the move follows the harmonization and rationalization of work of conditions of service by the Emoluments Commission. Mr. Mwila says the union is confident that implementing the harmonized conditions will bring about fairness in terms of service for workers across the institutions.
One of the roadmaps they drew from their report is that instead of private institutions asking for parameters for negotiations for 2026, they indicated that the result of the report would form the basis for all negotiations in private institutions. And this is where now the union and management have embarked on the negotiations to implement. The implementation cycle is 2 years to see if we can implement those harmonized and rationalized salaries by the commission. And I can simply say that the harmonization was done in accordance with the law, although
Youth Development Organization Executive Director Partner Siatuba has called for the National Youth Indaba to be more open and natural to allow meaningful engagement between young people and national leaders. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Siatuba says the initiative provides an important platform for young people to directly interact with the country's leadership. Mr. Siatuba says the engagement with the President and Cabinet Ministers create a rare opportunity for youths across the country to raise issues affecting them at the highest level.
We want it to be very natural. Natural in the sense that it should be open to a very large extent, that every youth that wants to go to that in the run should be willing to go, so that we do not continue to see where there is some kind of stage management, if you like, where youth are carefully selected, go to the national Indara, and there's a level of manipulation in terms of the questions to be asked, for example. So we want to make it more natural. The person should be answering questions that he never expected. I mean, that's an element of improvement that we must know. But also, we need to see a few gaps from the province, maybe the district, the province, the national Indara, because there are a lot of youth down in the province and the district.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Federation of Employers says there's a need to ensure that economic growth leads to a reduction in the cost of living for ordinary citizens. Federation Executive Director Harrington Chibanda says it is important that the citizens begin to feel the benefits of economic growth. Mr. Chibanda says this can be achieved by ensuring the benefits of economic progress trickle down to the people through the development across different parts of the country.
Should transform into economic development. What is the difference? Growth, you are taking off the economic fundamentals, giving us a positive performance. And the growth should be seen in the living standards of the Zambian people. So when the cost of living gets reduced because the economic fundamentals are positive, are good, then we will say that, yes, it's trickling down to the Zambian people. And I think that is where we are going. It may not be immediate, but it's the long-term effect is that it will trickle down to the Zambian people. It has already been started trickling down to the Zambian people.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
At least 7 people, including children, have been killed and several